Welcome, everybody. Hope your Monday is wrapping up well across the state of Wisconsin and beyond, and I hope your AC is pumping if you're here in the Midwest. My name is Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got Matt Rothschild with me in the co-host chair this afternoon. Always happy to have Matt. He is the creator and host himself of Wisconsin Forward, a podcast you can find at civicmedia.us, on Apple Pods and Spotify, wherever you like to get your best podcast. We've got some breaking news this afternoon. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has apparently drawn a line, and he's now drawing it publicly. Reporting by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel indicates that the governor has stated that he will not sign any budget put before him from the MAGA regime here in the state if it does not include continued funding for child care counts. Child care counts was a program created during the COVID era to help ensure that child care remained somewhat available and somewhat affordable as people tried to return to work. Some estimates place the loss of child care centers in the state at upwards of 30% if the MAGA regime, led by, of course, Robin Voss's cuts to child care funding, go through in the Republican proposed state's biennial budget. In some rural counties, Kids Forward and other organizations here in the state of Wisconsin put those numbers at upwards of 50%. It is already more costly than a University of Wisconsin university annual tuition to put a kid in childcare in this state. Matt, before we return and open up the phone lines about the situation that is evolving in Iran, we had to share this news. This is incredible. Here's what Tony Evers had to say. Quote, "It is necessary for people to understand, the Republicans especially, how important this is," meaning childcare, "for the state of Wisconsin. The cuts are going to hurt not only kids, but our entire economy." The governor made these comments to reporters today, this afternoon, after touring Bright Horizons in Pewaukee, after stopping at another childcare center in Eau Claire earlier in the day. Evers ended by urging Republicans to, quote, "get their act together and come back. Let's finish it up." We will have child care providers joining me this Thursday at 5 p.m. That is child care providers, the people doing this, economy supporting, family supporting, essential work here in Wisconsin, joining me on Thursday at 5 p.m. Matt, I just wanted to get your reactions. Good on Governor Evers. That's my take.
Yeah, I like to see Tony getting a spine here and threatening to veto the whole budget. A bunch of progressive groups called on him to veto the whole budget if this and other provisions like more spending for public schools, more spending for the universities, system, more spending on health care. Yes, he has a powerful veto pen, but the most powerful aspect of the veto pen would be to veto the whole sucker. So, look, he may be in his last term. He may not be running. We don't know. But I commend him for taking a tough stance here. I remember interviewing on Civic Media a child care provider from New Glarus, child care activist, and she was saying, you know, some of her fellow child care providers are already with this threat, having to think about closing their doors. So it would be a disaster for the child care providers, a disaster for parents, and a disaster for kids right here in Wisconsin.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Do you think the governor should not do the Vanna White veto, not line item veto, but veto the whole sucker if Republicans can't get the absolute basics right, which is affordable child care, investments in public education, and investments in higher education and our public university system to ensure that every family that has a kid that wants to go to university in this state can afford to do so? 855-752-4842. This is one of those things, Matt, that it makes me about as angry as I can get because it is so short-sighted. It is so blind to the pain that this will cause. And there is absolutely no, well, alternatively, let's do this, that would be functional. And when that is coupled with what I see from the national sphere as this equally ostrich with head in sand approach to how families actually function. The J.D. Vance of it all, the proto-natalist, you know, Sean Duffy and my nine kids, go have a bunch of kids. I'm sure you'll make scads of hundreds of thousands of dollars and or have retired parents. That this isn't how it works for real working families. And the callousness with which that is addressed, both on the national level by the MAGA regime led by Donald Trump and here in Wisconsin, the MAGA regime led by Robin Voss, is unconscionable. It will do such harm to our economy. You want to be pro-business? Then you're pro-affordable child care. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Cam from Appleton, say it, Matt. What you got for us?
Hey, Matt. Hey, Maggie. I remember hearing, I don't remember if it was your show or another's that I had heard it, but that the Republicans or GOP was trying to use AI to reword the bill so then it wouldn't allow for any of the number items to be in numbers. So like $10 would be spelled out instead of using numbers. Mm. And it made me wonder, because I've actually really read into how his special veto tool could work, because I'm not actually from Wisconsin myself. And when I moved here and I heard about it, I was like, what are you talking about? It sounds like a game. And I read into it so hard, and I've studied it, and man, it is sweet. But I did remember the part where they lost the ability for like the Vanna White veto tool that he had. And I thought, well, if AI can be doing this for the GOP, is there a way for AI to figure out a way that he could get it back? And one of the ideas that it had was that the wording of the thing that people voted on,
yes,
back in the day, was worded in such a way that it would have been confusing to the general population, and at that point it can circumvent the legislator and allow the Supreme Court to revoke it.
Interesting. The idea that AI is going to start writing our legislation, I'm not a big fan of, gotta say. Matt, your reaction?
Yeah, I mean, the line item veto is still very powerful. And it's still possible, and I think it's too powerful, actually. But look, right now, the governor has the ability to cross out a word or a couple words in a sentence to totally change the meaning of that sentence and actually kind of make legislation on his own. And so it's still a powerful tool. As an old editor, I would love that opportunity. Yeah. But
generally hated this, Matt. I've always thought this can't possibly be how this is supposed to work, because it devolves into gamesmanship. And
it's an absurd power.
Right? Like, I never want the rule of decision about any public policy issue to be, well, like, oh, it's good now because my team won that one. And it's like, no, we should decide how stuff should work optimally, regardless of who is in power. And that should be the set of rules that bind all governors, right? Of course, the MAGA regime here, led by Robin Voss, never does that. They like to change the rules all the time, as they did with the governor's powers, with the attorney general's powers, and the attorney general just won that lawsuit.
Yeah, won that
yay,
big.
About a week ago. You know, the rules should be the same no matter who is running or who is the incumbent. That should be our baseline. Mark from Prairie du Sac, say hello to Matt. What you got for us this afternoon, sir?
Hey, Matt. Yes, I'd posit for the whole thing, they're putting the nonsense of writing numbers out, that because you're...
Mark, I'm going to put you on hold. Remember, my friend, to turn down your radio before you get on the radio, because otherwise we get some weird feedback. I'm going to give Mark just a second to do that. 855-752-4842. Breaking news this afternoon. Governor Tony Evers threatening to veto the entire budget unless state Republicans, the MAGA regime led by Robin Voss and Devin Lemahieu, restore the child care funding in a program called Child Care Counts. Again, I would like to know what the alternative plan is from Robin Voss and Lemahieu and the rest of the MAGA regime. What are you going to do when already hard to find child care is gone in Rock County, right? In Eau Claire County. And if you actually can find a slot, you can't afford it. That with two parents working, it is going to break the backs of so many people. What's going to happen to the open manufacturing jobs? I read a headline today saying there's hundreds of thousands of potential manufacturing jobs that can't get filled in this state. You think that's going to get better or worse? And by the way, across the country, better or worse if we don't have affordable child care, affordable and available. Let's see if Mark's got his radio turned out. Try it again, Mark. Here you go.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, I'd posit that because the Republicans are trying to pull this nonsense, that Evers could say, well, this is the numbers that the governor can still change, can still manipulate the numbers in the budget. So you could just put down verbally, you know, do the same thing with, replace the number as he wanted to, writing it out as the nonsense the Republicans are kind of trying to do. My guess is that the Supreme Court would probably strike it down, saying the Republicans can't do it like that because, you know, what if we switch to Roman numerals, for goodness sakes? I mean,
right. Like the reductio ad absurdum, which I think you reduce it to an absurdity. That's just the fancy Latin, and I probably butchered the pronunciation because nobody takes Latin anymore unless you really love languages. Mark also pointed out on the text line that Robin Voss may not be totally cued into the challenges of obtaining childcare, given that he doesn't have any kids and he's on marriage number 4, I think, at last count. Folks, we've got quite the debate that we're going to kick off. I wanted to give due time to this late breaking news this afternoon. Good on Tony Evers. I say, hear, hear, sir. It is time, especially Matt, I'll say this. If you know you're not running, or it's probably more likely than not, then put on your brass knuckles and let's box some politics out, metaphorically speaking, of course. You know, get hard on some things, harden up the approach from Evers' side of the debate over the biennial budget. I think there are those at least three issues that he could draw a very, very stark line on: education funding, both K-12 and university, as well as childcare. What do you think? Should he actually make good on this threat to veto the budget, Matt? What's your take if this money isn't there?
Yeah, I would like to see a veto if Voss and Lemieux don't come around. They've got to really not act like they're still in control, because they're not.
What I don't want to see happen is the credit taking. You know, if they cave, I hope Tony Evers plasters it all over the skies that I made him fund childcare. They didn't do it. I made him do it. When we come back, we're going to dive into the conflict with Iran. Did the president have legal authority to do this? What does it matter to Wisconsin families? Do you have a son or daughter that is deployed overseas? Are you concerned about their safety? What about cyber threats here at home? All of that coming up. 855-752-4842. That's 855-CIVIC. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.